Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is your girl, Monique Leray. Hey, you know what? It is a very beautiful day. It's a musical day today, and I'm so blessed to have two amazing, talented artists today. We're going to talk about startup in the music world, you know? I mean, we cover everything else on this show, right, guys? So how you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, welcome. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody your name and who you are?
My name is Eminem Azada.
And my name is Anaya Lovenote.
Oh my God. So this is like an international music situation right now. I mean, Emin, tell the listeners and the viewers a little bit about yourself. We'll start with you.
Okay, so I'm 22 years old. Originally, I'm from Azerbaijan. It's located in Eastern Europe. Those who don't know where it is, it's right next to Russia, Georgia, Armenia. And currently, I live between Turkey and Los Angeles. I'm working on my new songs.
Wow, that's wonderful. So can you give us like an idea of what that sounds like? Like, what genre do you do?
Okay, so I just actually told Anaya that, you know, I always did pop music, you know. But first of all, I started with classical music, with opera.
Really?
That's how I got my fame, you know, my audience and stuff. And I continued doing some pop music and stuff, but now I'm kind of wrote some R&B song, and I can't believe I wrote that song, and I showed it to my manager, and he said it's totally unique.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's relatable because it's real. Whatever I write, I try to give examples from my life. And, yeah, I'm so excited. We're working on it currently with, like, the whole production team, and we're kind of so excited.
Well, we're super excited to see you embark on that. And speaking of R&B and hip-hop, Anaya, tell us a little bit about you.
Hey, you guys. Well, I am 20...
20-something,
you know? I do R&B, hip-hop, R&B, pop, anything really with R&B in it. But my new single, Securing the Bag, featuring Chanel West Coast and the Ying Yang Twins.
What?
It's actually a different turn for me, because normally I do, like, love songs.
Yeah.
So this one's more like I'm in my bag, you know, like a boss lady stepping out, new year, new me, new journeys. So I hope that everyone likes it, because it is definitely, like, a different turn for me as far as what I normally put out as well.
Well, congratulations on the Ying Yang Twins. That's freaking humongous. And Chanel West Coast, she's dope as fuck. You know, I watched that show. I didn't even know she was a rapper until she just sits there and
kikis. Not a lot of people know that, but her music is actually great.
Yeah.
I love it. And we get to open up for the Ying Yang Twins on the Millennium Tour. And I'm super excited because, that you know, that's Pretty Ricky, that's Lloyd, Bow Wow.
What?
Amongst other people that has been in my playlist for a very long time. So
that is so exciting. Huge, you guys. Oh my, congratulations. That's a great way to start 2020.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe you two will get on a track together.
Okay.
I love that.
I mean, you know, I mean, the international sensation over here.
Yeah. That's a snap.
That's always a snap.
That's what's up.
Well, you know, this show is called The Startup, so let's just get down to the nitty-gritty, okay? So the listeners and the viewers out there who are entrepreneurs, and part of their entrepreneurship might be music, what are your seeds of advice for somebody that's out there really hungry for it and just getting started? What do you guys give up? You know, give us some seeds of advice.
My advice is to never give up. It is, you will get told no a lot of times before you get that one yes. And it's worth it. Every dream for me, I feel like, is worth it to chase it. And my favorite scripture, I always tell my fans this: if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And that means anything that you dream, you think, you vision, you speak into the universe, it is more so likely to happen for you because you're being positive about it.
Yeah.
And as an artist, it's a lot of times we get discouraged. We care about what other people think, what they may not like, what they do like. And it's very important to have self-love, because that's what's going to keep you going. So just keep going. Don't give up. You'll get there.
I love that.
I love it.
What about you?
Well, actually, yesterday, I was at the concert. I was at Billie Eilish concert.
And how was that?
She's
like, pretty dope.
Oh my God. I don't have an explanation. I can't clarify
it. I understand. She's pretty dope.
She's amazing. But she gave me such an inspiration from artistic vision. anybody who is artistic, I'm very conservative about artists. Mm-hmm. Like, if an artist is artistic and has unique ideas, that he can be somebody.
Yeah.
But if his ideas are not unique, it's a copy paste, then I'm sorry. You have to be real, you know? You have to be real. After that realness, if you believe in yourself, if you have that confidence, then you're just going to continue. It's so interesting that you asked this question, because this morning I actually wrote one thing on my Instagram. I said, I have lots of ideas in my brain, lots of plans. I dream nonstop. I never stop dreaming. When I have a goal, I focus on a goal itself. I don't focus on issues during achieving these goals.
I love that.
It's completely different stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Some people put goals and they kind of think, oh, there should be this problem, you know?
To fix it.
Yeah, to fix it, whatever. Right. I don't focus on problems. I focus on that point.
On the solution. I think that's what you were saying too about visualizing it into the universe.
Yeah. Of course, confidence.
What you speak is what you receive.
Exactly, keywords.
And I am a very testimony to that. There's been plenty of times I said, I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to meet them. And then like 2-3 weeks, maybe even a year later, I meet them and I'm like, it's happened to me. It happens to me all the time. And every time that it comes to pass, makes me even more believe that, okay.
More confident in your universe. Yeah, I mean, this is like, I got you guys, I've been telling you about Abraham Hicks. Fuck with Abraham Hicks. She's the bomb. It's like an energy thing, and that's exactly what you want to do. Let's get down to the brass tacks of it, though, you guys, because, like, you know, for people like me who can't sing a lick, I mean, I can hum in the shower like nobody's business.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But, like, as far as, you know, starting in the business and getting paid, because, you know, with, what was it, Napster, that kind of started the whole streaming thing.
Yeah.
You know, Sean Fanning, and now we can stream music and we can make money online at TuneCore and things like this.
Sure.
How do you do it? If you're out there and you've got some great music and some content and you don't know how to get a deal, how can you put yourself up?
So, can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the streaming services are pretty tough. You know, you never expect what audience will like. Like, you can see something completely different for the next week on number one hot billboard, you know?
Yeah.
It can change, like the genre can change. So I wouldn't say there is a trend. Yeah, there was some trend of Latino, you know, beats, you know, some sounds.
Reggaeton?
Stuff. Yeah, alternative pop and this kind of stuff, but that's it. I don't believe that there is a trend. It always changes. So I think those who are like trying to get achieving something, they have to focus on their streamings.
Yeah. You have a deal though, right? You have a deal?
Yeah. I'm a major record label connected. Yeah. But what I'm talking about, I was an indie artist till last year.
Right.
But so if you want to get more streamings, I would say the only way is just sharing it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, share your copies, you are sharing it everywhere. And, you know, if it's a good thing, they're just going to pass to each other.
Okay.
Oh, just take. So, for example, I found a new artist. She had like 5,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Wow.
She's literally no one. Excuse me, my language. But I like the song. And I sent my friend, I said, look at the song, look at the production. I like it.
Yeah.
And who is she?
Yeah.
And I started following her.
Really?
And because I like her.
Yeah.
That's how it works. If the material is good, you automatically follow.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I have done free things, free shows, free radio interviews. Everything that I've done has not always been about the money. Sometimes it's about the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that I used to live in Atlanta for 4 years.
Hot Atlanta?
Yes. I started doing, you know, promo. I joined promo teams. I stepped out. I made sure that I was at everything that I needed to be at. You know, Eventbrite always has something going on for artists.
I'm on there.
You know, yeah. And it's like, you got to make sure that you're at the right place at the right times. And I think it'll fall in place because somebody told me this. They said, it's not about who you know or what you know. It's about who knows you.
Yeah.
So I'm big on every time I meet somebody, I speak, I say hi.
You did.
Hello.
You guys both did on Thursday when I met you.
And then before I leave, I say bye. because they remember you that way.
Smart.
When it comes to streams, I've learned if you build relationship with people, doesn't matter how big they are, how small they are, mm-hmm. that support will come.
Yeah.
As long as you just continue to put yourself out there as an artist, as a person. Personality is everything. You can't go somewhere and not humble yourself. You know, that's the quickest way for somebody like, you know, I don't like her, or I don't want to do business, or, you know, it's a shun. So your personality, your drive will definitely get you further than, you know, let me put this, you know, this, what is it, TikTok video up. And
I mean,
it go viral.
I can't keep up with TikTok, right? Or the Snapchat, or Snapchat?
Snapchat, TikTok.
We're not on, this is a .com radio,
you know,
so I can curse. I can curse on here, right?
But what I do know is you also have to appeal to your better nature. If this is what's going on in this generation, TikTok videos and trailer videos, and that's how artists are getting their music out and getting heard because this new generation, that is what they're on, then you also got to appeal to your better nature. You got to
be true.
It's
what's going on. Yeah,
it's trending.
It's not always about copying someone, but it's also making sure you're up to date with what's going on. Because if you're not,
TikTok videos?
I do. I try to, you know, the thing about it is.
Anyone explain to us Zennials what the hell a TikTok is? I've been on TikTok and I got talked. I don't get it.
I've done TikTok. I've done Dub Smash. I've done trailer videos.
What's a Dub Smash?
So I don't know that one.
Dub Smash is the same thing. It used to be back when I was in college years ago, it was popping.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it stopped getting popping because then Triller and stuff. So all you do is like something that. Let's say Beyonce say something, and it's just her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You record yourself saying exactly
voice
what
over.
She said. Yeah.
Oh,
but
it's VM.
In a creative way.
Yeah.
And then you post it. It goes whatever.
She gave a great explanation in a creative
That's
way.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
I've seen that on my YouTube, though. I've seen commercials for that where people are singing over. Can we do one? I want to do one.
Yeah,
for
we
example,
can do one.
Do you know Naomi Campbell, the
yeah,
model?
Yeah, of course.
So I love the way she said, "You want what I have."
Oh.
And I say that everywhere.
You want what I have. Yeah.
If you do that same thing on like Dub Smash or Trailer Video and you say it in a creative way.
Yeah.
I love this new generation who actually got time on their hands to be on this phone for 24
but,
hours.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, you guys. And this is, I want to tell you guys, the listeners and the viewers of the startup. Stop knocking the hustle on the phone. Stop saying millennials, this and that on the phone. You guys, here's why. People make money on their phones, okay? We're talking about startup businesses here. I make it on the phone, on emails, on, you know, commerce is there. So these kids aren't ignoring you or not when you're talking to them. They're trying to get the bag. I mean, would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
It's a business. You can get food on the phone. You can find love. I got two phones, too. You can get a ride. You can get a job. You can get paid on PayPal. I mean, we're on the phone to get the bag, everybody.
I'd have been on, you know, them dating apps.
Are you Bumbling, by the way? Let's side note.
Okay. Well, what is
Bumbling?
You get, like, bees in your hive or something, and you get stung. I'm on Bumble.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I've got bees in my hive.
I'm on Be Okay.
You're beautiful. Please, both of you.
But see, you know, the thing about that dating app stuff is you meet somebody, you think, okay,
I like
cute.
Tinder.
Yeah, and then you meet in person, and it's just like, next.
That's the DTF like, that app, isn't it? That's the DTF app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get this train back on track, because you guys are really fun. We can get off on another subject, but this is the startup, so we have to bring it back to business. So speaking of what you're just saying with, you know, TikTok and building out your content and going on YouTube and everything, streaming, what about the starting of it, right? So, like, what does it look like? What does somebody need financially to start? Let's say they have a badass voice, they got 5,000 followers, they got great original material. What do they need to really get out there and start marketing themselves as a music
that's
business?
That's actually where I'm at in my life.
Girl, you're already a star. I can already see.
I be trying, you know.
You got an agent and stuff.
But it wasn't always that way. You know, I worked as a Hooter girl for a very long time.
I love Hooters.
And you know, they got the good wings.
Yes.
So I was investing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't have a manager, but I had everything else. I had the hairstylist, the makeup, the dancers. I was working double shifts just to be able to pay for my team.
Yeah.
And as you come professionally, somebody's going to see that, okay, she got her whole team together.
Yeah.
She's doing this on her own. Let me invest in her because she already knows how to hustle and get herself together
That's
without
great.
Me.
Yeah.
Eventually, you do. I have gone through management. Everything that you sign or every person that says, I want to invest in you. doesn't mean that that's going to happen that way, you know?
Yeah.
So when it comes to financially, either you're going to come across somebody who has big money enough to want to invest in you, or you're going to have to take your own money and invest in you.
Yeah, I mean, was that the case for you? Did you have to work two shifts at the Hooters? I bet you were. I bet you made a lot of money. You're high.
I have a little bit completely different understanding about this.
Do you have a sugar daddy? What happened?
No.
Okay.
Well, I need one.
I know. We all need one.
Okay, let me talk about it.
Tell us.
So I think any creative artist is the creator, is the beginning of the new page. So if I hire someone,
yeah.
I have, for example, right now, 3 publicists from all around the planet, in America, in Turkey, in Russia, in Azerbaijan, and I have agents, I have producers, I have those people who does things for me.
That's great.
But would they dare to do something that I don't know? They do something right after my words.
Right.
You know,
right.
I control because yeah. I am the source, you know.
Of the income.
I'm just not only income, of the creative mind.
Yeah.
I am the one who create things.
Okay.
You know, I create the lyrics, I create the song, I create the idea. I create the whole planet. And they promote the planet. You
I love
know?
That.
And they promote the planet.
Okay.
So in my case, the person, first of all, should work on himself. Mm-hmm. I just graduated from Music Academy.
Congratulations,
my
by
bachelor.
The way.
Thank you. And I was working nonstop, my piano classes, songwriting classes, harmony classes and stuff. And right now,
yeah.
I feel like I don't know anything. My brain is zero. You know why? Because I want to continue studying all this songwriting process, production process.
That's smart, though.
Stuff.
You're never done learning.
You know who gives
so
me
smart.
Inspiration about this?
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh.
He is so good about learning and creating new planets.
He definitely recreates himself, doesn't he, guys?
Yeah.
Yes,
he does. With
you
the sounds.
He's talented. I mean, hey.
He created the sounds that we never heard.
Yeah.
Human being. Like Billie Eilish, for example. Well, Billie Eilish's brother is producer, but still, nice team, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about pop culture here, but still, you know, that's the way I think. I think an artist, a unique artist, is the one who creates everything.
I love that. Well, you guys, I think you're giving someone the blueprint, like that person out there that's trying to be like you.
If I may say something, as a female artist,
uh-huh.
it's a little bit different from male artists.
Okay.
But the grind still has to be the same.
Yeah.
Like I said, the startup does start with you. Image is everything,
yeah.
is what I've come to know.
Work ethic?
Yeah, work ethic, your image. You have to carry yourself like you're that person, you know, but with humbleness.
Sure.
You know, make sure you're still humble. But
confidence is sexy, right. guys. Confidence sells.
Image is everything. How you look, how you dress, how you carry yourself,
exactly.
the people that you carry around you. Like, when I step out, I have certain girls that I'll call and say, hey, you know, come with me to this event because I know that they know how to carry themselves in that manner to where it's not going to, you know, anything bad is not going to happen.
Right, then it's a good look on you.
Yeah, and then I have those girls who when it's time to turn up, I have those certain girls.
Yeah.
You know, so you are sadly judged by the company that you keep around you.
Yeah.
So the top as you go is going to get lonelier and lonelier. People are going to fall off. You cannot take everybody with you.
Yeah.
So you cannot feel or let anybody else make you feel that because at one point in your life they did this, this, and that. That doesn't mean that they're going to get the same blessings that God is about to give you. So investing in yourself,
mm-hmm.
carrying yourself the way you know you need to be because that's the only way people are going to take you serious.
I love that. You know? And you're thinking about your future brand, which is
yeah.
brings me to a really good point. You know, when you're posting ass photos and titty photos, listen, that's fun. We can
right.
go to the strip club and turn up. I love that.
But it comes to a label
when it comes
or
to business,
business
and your brand and you've got a conservative partner, define conservative these days, but you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
a partner that's, you know, not for that. I like that you're saying, think about who's around you. Think about what your next move is.
Because they're always watching.
Okay, I like
even
that.
Even when you think no one's watching, they're watching.
Yeah.
And I do know that because I woke up and my publicist, I posted something on my story. She wakes, hey, you, that's for work, right? You're taking it down, right? I was like, yeah, I'm taking it down. You know, let's make sure we don't post this.
I had the same problem.
Don't do that.
You did that? Talk in the mic, baby. We want to hear you.
I had the same problem.
What, you got? You turned up one night and what you put?
I put something awful. Like, uh-oh. It was like a porn.
Oh, you did? So you did porn.
No.
And then you posted it.
No, I just did a mirror look.
I mean,
I just did a mirror look.
Okay.
And I didn't have underwear, but you couldn't see my that zone. And I uploaded this picture. In 10 minutes, five newspapers texted my publicist.
What?
She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you even alive? And then I'm like, speaking to the devil. Where am I? Like, what is my brain? What am I doing?
But you have to forgive yourself, right? You're young, you're still learning, mm-hmm. and you want to give them something to talk about.
You know, I'd be trying to make sure my booty look good in my picture. I mean, make sure I got my angles. But,
angles are
you
right.
know, it's uh-huh. all about the type of picture that you take. I can make sure my angles and my booty look good in a picture, but in more significant, you know, like sophisticated, classy way. I always think about Beyonce because she's graceful, she's sexy, she's classy. I mean, she even thug nasty sometimes.
It's good to be thug nasty. I know, right?
I love it.
Give a little thug.
He's porn nasty. You know, don't put him in a box. Like, you're not dead yet.
Look at me. I look like an angel, but
America needs to keep it real, though. We like sex. Sex sells. It's a multi-million-billion-dollar industry for a reason. So everybody needs to calm down.
Right. I mean, that's also, again, appealing to your better nature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And know yourself, right? Like, know your boundaries. Know what your brand's going to look like in 5-10 years. Can you guys hold the phone for a minute?
Yeah.
I have a caller from Texas, and he's kind of awesome, and it's about baby bottles. Just hang in there with me for a minute. I have a gift for you, but just hang in for a minute. Alex, is that you, darling? Hello. Hello. Okay, we got Nina.
Hello.
Nina and Alex from Texas.
Anaya.
Nina and Alex, tell them who you're calling from. What's the name of your brand?
Well, Monique, this is Nina White, Hodge, and Alex Fields, and we are calling from Dallas, Texas, and Abilene, Texas.
Ew, I got some family out there in Texas now.
Hey.
I used to live in Texas.
Yeah, me too. Austin.
All my exes are in Texas.
Dallas.
Well, thanks for calling in, you guys. We have two.
You left them there.
Well, that's right. We have two amazing musicians in the building, but I'm going to take a little left because it is the startup and we talk about all brands here. Tell us about your baby bottle for those people who need a baby bottle.
Okay.
Oh, this will be great. Let me just say this. Thank you guys for being, for Monique, for having us on the show.
You're welcome.
And our hands-off baby bottle product. I'm going to let Alex talk about this because this is absolutely amazing product. And he has a baby, and that's how it all got started. So I'm going to let him go
good.
Ahead and tell
you got a minute and a half, so do it.
Came up with it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. So I'm a father, so, you know, me being me, I didn't want to hold the bottle, you know, because that was a thing that I did not want to do. So I did it just because, like, I went on there and searched for other ways, and my wife would always tell me, do not baby bottle prop, do not prop.
Listen to this. So, this is a really interesting thing.
I couldn't find no other way.
Okay.
And so when I did, I went on there and searched on the internet everywhere. There was nothing else to actually for a baby to hold on to the bottle. So I said, why is there no training tools?
Right.
So I came up with it one day. I was just thinking, I was like, man. So I start holding his hands to the bottle, keeping his elbows tight. And I was like, oh, well, this is be perfect.
Kind of
and
like
then,
this.
And all of a sudden, I was like, you know, we just need a training tool. And I called Nina, and we start working on it right away.
So just for the listeners, let me streamline this for the listeners. In case you have a nephew, a niece, a child, a grandbaby, this baby bottle saves babies' lives. This gentleman who has the baby and this young lady just created an invention is going to save a lot of babies' lives. They usually drown in their milk. If the parent gives them the bottle and they don't prop it properly, they can drown. Is that right, you guys?
That
yes, because
correct.
They can't pull it out of their mouth at all. So, like, you know, baby bottle prop causes death.
Wow.
And doctors recommend against it, Monique.
Yes.
And one of the things that we were able to do is get our doctors to sign off on the product.
That's humongous.
So we have a product that it's huge. And just like the pacifier holder, right? And years ago, we didn't have that. We just lost the pacifier. And now every single person who buys a pacifier has one of the holders, the clips, so that they don't lose it. And so what we have invented is something that is going to become a product in every single household. So handsoffbabybottle.com, that's where you want to get this from.
We love it.
That's what you want to do. You want to get this product.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to see you guys on Shark Tank and everywhere else. I know you're going to absolutely blow up. And when I have a baby, when I find a baby's father, I'm going to have a baby. No, I would like to have a boyfriend. And I will use your baby bottle when I have a baby very soon. So give us your plugs. Where can we find you and where can we buy this bottle?
So let me just give this. Handsoffbabybottle.com. You can find us there. And Monique, we want to do this especially for your listeners. If they go to handsoffbabybottle.com and they say they heard about it on your show, we are not going to just give them one. We're going to give them two.
What?
Wow. And get one half off.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing for those listeners that heard it here.
That's amazing.
You better don't miss that, girl.
Thank you so much, you guys. That is amazing. And just watch this, too. These two, this dynamic duo, are doing things. And we really appreciate Hands Off Baby Bottle calling in. You guys know somebody in your life that's having a baby, right?
Yeah.
Should we send a bottle?
My little sister has kids. My little brother has kids. I do not have kids.
Well, that's not yet.
But I would definitely love to still promote your product because there's always somebody that's getting ready to have a baby.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I have a lot of parent followers. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll get you guys two bottles.
Okay.
And then you can do what you want to do with it as a gift. So I want to just say, because I know you guys have to move and shake. It is Sunday fun day. It's a little gloomy today outside, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So let's just get all your handles and your upcoming shows and upcoming projects out of the way and get that out to the listeners. So why don't you start, love?
Okay, so, you know, it's Grammy week.
Yes.
Grammy's coming. I'm so excited. I'm finally attending this year.
And, yeah.
Besides that, we're currently working with Stevie Mackey, you know, very famous vocal coach.
That's huge.
He's doing vocal coaching of Jennifer Lopez and stuff. We're working with Joey, you know, his manager of Janet Jackson. So thankful.
Wow.
Working on my new R&B song. You know what? It's called My Crush Cheated on Me.
What? Can we get a little, ooh, yeah?
My crush cheated on me. My crush will be trying to win me back.
Wow. Yeah, we can all relate to that.
Okay. Everybody had a crush. And you know what I meant by that?
What?
So I had a crush, obviously. And I was like, oh my God, I own her so much that I say my crush cheated on me. You know, she was like with somebody. We're not even together.
But
in your
mind
and
heart.
In my mind and my heart, I own her that I call her a crush.
I love that. How about you, love? What you got coming up? I know it is Grammy week.
Oh, Jesus.
Projects. Besides the amazing tour, by the
way. Well, since we keeping it real.
Keeping it all the way
where I'm actually, tomorrow is my surgery.
Oh.
No, I'm getting my chi-chis.
Oh, good. It's a positive surgery.
Yeah.
That's a positive.
All right, Facebook Live. You see the before.
Oh, yes.
We're looking at the before. We're going to get some photos.
That getting my little chi-chis a little bit bigger.
Congratulations.
Okay. So I'm going to be out, but my publicist has me booked for things already.
There's going to be more.
Everybody
hot.
Keeps telling me, like, you're going to be, you can't move. You don't want to be there. How are you going to make it to the?
Oh, like,
I am
it.
Going to make it.
Well,
to these
talk
things.
To your friends that have had the titties done because I hear that you're laid up. I
yeah,
mean,
they,
I wouldn't
they tell
know,
me
but
the same thing. Like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But in my head, like,
right, you can do
I got to suck it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I got to be here.
Yeah.
And besides that, I'm getting ready to shoot my new video for Securing the Bag. I'm getting involved with a lot of charities, one that has to do with foster care,
beautiful.
Foster kids, and giving back. That's where my heart is right now. And I do believe that as you grow as an artist and God blesses you with more opportunities, always use those things to be able to give back and help others.
Yeah, pay it forward for sure.
Yeah, because look, he blesses you 10 times more when you are a selfless person.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, so now where can everyone find you on social media and the web and anywhere? Where can we find
okay.
you?
So I'm very active on Instagram. Love Instagram, and I just do everything on Instagram. So it's Eminem and Zada. I'm going to spell it E-M-I-N-Z-A-D-A. I'm going to spell it again. E-M-I-N-E-M-I-N-Z-A-D-A. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Spotify.
Woo! All right.
Well, you guys, my name is Anaya Love Notes. That's A-N-A-Y-A Love Notes. And one more time, it's Anaya Love Note, A-N-A-Y-A Love Note. And you can, you just type it in Google, Instagram, Spotify, whatever. I don't say this to be cocky. I say it because it's easier. If you just put my name in on Google, all the like social media and stuff like that will pop up.
Yeah.
Because
it's called an algorithm.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier to do that way. So yeah, that's where you can find all of it.
Yeah.
And my new single drops in 3 days.
What? Congratulations.
What's it called? What's it called? Play
it's called Securing the Bag.
That's what you said. Okay, yeah. I didn't know if that was the name of the album. That's the name of the,
what
the single.
That is that. It is actually dropping. Wait, what's today?
Today is the 19th.
It drops on the 20th, 24th.
Okay,
oh,
the 20th.
Friday?
Yeah.
Friday Music Night.
I am okay. Super excited.
New Music Friday.
Please go stream
New
it.
Music Friday. Okay, can we get a little sample? You on the spot? You get your vocal cords
just
all right?
Just a bit.
Can you tell them a little thing?
Yeah.
I secure a bag. Yeah. I'm bad. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. I love it.
I got the chills, you guys. There's a lot of talent in the room. It. Why the hell am I in here? My talent lies in other places, right?
Yes.
I mean, I can't sing, guys. Listen, I've got a little present from you from Bali. Now, we're going to get you a present real soon. This is a gal's line. That's why this is going to this young lady. But one of my brand partners saw your picture on Instagram and knew you would be in studio with me today. And this comes all the way from Bali.
Wow.
If you could open it up on the
all
camera
the
for
way
me.
From Bali.
Her name is Lota, and this is Archery Jewelry. It's inside. It's in the bag. This is for strength, courage, power, to be fearless, and it's a rose
oh
gold
oh my God, that's
ring.
So beautiful.
We're twins, right. But I have silver.
You know, it has a special
oh
meaning,
gosh.
Actually.
You know what it is?
Of course.
This what is it?
Wait, I have to put this.
It's a compass to find your way.
Yeah.
So give a shout out to Archery Jewelry. She spells it the Swedish way with the two L's or whatnot, but she's a brand partner of mine, so give Archery Jewelry a lot of love, and we're going to see what we can do about you. I think maybe we could get a keychain to you
can
or something.
I say
oh my
this
God.
Again? It came. I got a gift today, guys. And it came from where?
Bali.
From Bali.
Bali.
Archery Jewelry, baby. Archery Jewelry.
Thank you so much. I'm just grateful that you even saw my page. And I will be wearing this everywhere because I like jewelry. So.
And she wants you to have courage and all that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is amazing.
That's so
Thank
fun.
You so much.
Oh, my gosh. So, listen, you guys. We have a couple things. I just want to plug. I know that we got started a little late today. But I have something, the project that, can you guys hang out for another 10 minutes
yeah,
or do you have to
yeah.
be somewhere? Okay. So a project that's really close to my heart, and I hope that you guys, if you have a $5, $10, $15, $2.50, whatever you've got, go and find my link. It's on, what is it on? I don't know. It's on Facebook, but we've got it. There's Justice for Jackie. Justice, the number four Jackie.
Yes.
It's about the young lady that was shot and killed by the Tacoma police. As you guys know, I'm a producer, and this is my first documentary short film that I'm trying to do. I have the blessing of the tribe and the family to tell this young lady's story. She was pregnant and unarmed, and she was killed, and we're going to tell her story, and we're going to get justice for Jackie. And the family turned her pain into the first law in the U.S. that commands the police and law enforcement to de-escalate, and
yes.
that's 940. So the family took their pain, and they're helping all of us. So justice for Jackie is justice for all, because we all have been pulled over before
yes.
and have been scared, heart pounding out of our chest. It's a subject that touches everyone, not just yeah. black people. I mean, they get us a lot, but it's for everyone. So
right.
let's look into that, and it's on, I believe, on my Facebook, Monique Lorray. M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E. It's short for my middle name, Lorraine. So it's Monique Lorray. And then on Instagram, I'm Monique Lorray Stinson. And yeah, just type in, even in the Google search, you can find Justice, the number four Jackie. And we've got a little fundraiser going for that.
Oh, wow. Yes, oh, wow. I would love to donate and be a part of that.
Thank you.
I will donate.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
It's
yeah, the fundraiser.
Bad.
Yeah, the fun. Yeah, it's getting bad, but we're going to keep it light and bright. And one other thing, I've got my girlfriend, Lynn Curtin from the Real Housewives of Orange County. She's doing a Valentine Rewind with me and some of her friends.
Okay.
And that's the day after Valentine's Day for us single folks, us entrepreneurs.
Okay.
We're going to rewind it, and it's a mingler.
Hey.
We're not gonna, so if you didn't have a date on Valentine's Valentine's. Hey. If you're not going to have a date on Valentine's, come network, get this bag. See some brands like Archery Jewelry that will be there, and a lot of great wine from Michael Solberg Family Wines. She's one of my sponsors, and she's out of Napa, and she does a second-generation red wine blend. Okay. And you guys like Chardonnay? What do you guys like?
Well, I don't drink.
Right.
Actually. Wow, I love wine. Okay, good. I have such a French soul.
I just started trying wine.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think? Mix it with juice.
Okay, good. Yes, because you got to develop a palate for it. But wine is like a whole nother thing, you know? It's like an art.
Yeah, it's not necessarily alcohol.
Right, you can do it in moderation, but maybe we'll get you some samples. But you guys check out Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find that on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. She's going to be featured at the Oscars Gifting Suite, and that's on February 7th here in Hollywood. Are you guys coming to the Gifting Suite? You know, I got a big old bag of goodies.
Well, I'm just now hearing about this, but I'm about to come.
We got to get you guys in.
I'm a fly to Europe, honey.
Oh, darling. Yeah. Are you going to Paris Fashion Week or something?
No.
I knew you were, darling. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ça va? Ça va bien, ça va très bien.
Parlez français.
Le français, comme tu dis ça. Je m'appelle Monique, toi. I was in Bordeaux last summer.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about that.
I don't know nothing that they say.
I speak 5 languages.
I know you do. You're like a super guy. Yeah. You guys, let's do a little. All right, we've got 7 minutes left, but we'll kill it quick. Why don't you guys, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you good on the spot?
Okay.
Can you do a little collaboration on the spot?
Right now?
I feel like you guys could.
Okay, so let's
get a little beat. You want to get a little beat? They're gonna figure
it
out.
He talks about his ex a lot. And my exes are mad that I'm securing my bag. So
yes, always secure the bag.
I guess we can do a collab with exes.
You know what?
X.
I was planning to future someone on that song. My crush cheated on me, and with my managers and stuff, we're like, who's going to sing the second verse? Who's going to send the second?
Let's see. This could be the audition.
I wanted someone, you know, it's a R&B and she's R&B
singer.
Well,
here you go. There's a
reason.
And
you know what?
You know?
We need hip hop there.
This is happening right here in real time, everybody, on the startup. We're starting up the
making
song.
Making a history.
So what do we need? A beat? We need a beat, don't we?
Need a beat?
I don't have a beat.
So you said your ex cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
Ooh, yeah.
No, not my ex. My crush cheated on me.
Your crush cheated.
Okay.
I thought I was in love with you, yeah. I thought you had my back, boo, hey. But then you turn around and went and got somebody who's not even on my level now. My crush cheated. He broke my heart in two, hey.
My crush cheated on me. My crush cheated on me. My crush cheated on me. My crush will be trying to win me back.
Wow, that is talent, you guys. That is the startup for the music division, okay? Yeah. If that's not a startup right there, I don't know what is.
Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned, you guys. So I'm so glad you were able to make it. Tell us about, you know, like your intentions for 2020. I don't like to say New Year's resolutions. I like to say intentions because you're intending to do things. Tell us what the last 4 minutes, you get to. Tell us your intentions for this year.
Okay. Oh my God. I actually expect a lot. And I'm going to make a big change this year. It's very risky, but it's about my career. I don't want to talk about it right now, what I'm going to do.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Because it's very exclusive. Like,
great.
But it's going to be something very big, and I will have a big comeback.
Will you come back and tell us about it here on LA Talk Radio?
Why not?
I would love it. You're going to bring us, you know, some visuals, maybe a poster or something?
Yeah, why
Sign
not?
A poster. I want a poster.
Yeah, why not? Oh my gosh, I should have brought one.
What about you, love? What's your intention for 2020?
My intentions for 2020 is more personal.
Sure.
I am learning to let go of my past.
Good.
So I have a better future. Also not letting, you know, people affect my energy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have been on this whole, I've known you for 2 years, but we haven't talked in a year. So, you know, one of those things. I just want to make sure that I'm prepared mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for all the things that is coming up for me, you know.
That's smart.
So I want to get myself in that headspace. And mentally, I'm at a 6.
Good.
Because I say 6 because it is hard letting people go that you've known. And that doesn't mean that you don't love them or, you know, you've changed. It's just like I said, you just can't take everybody with you. Some may hate it, some may understand, but I need to prepare myself for what's about to happen.
A wise young lady and gentleman. I mean, you guys, I love that you're hitting on this. And for me, the intention is quite the same as an entrepreneur. You're welcome, my love. It's true. There's some people that are in your journey for a reason, a season, a lifetime, as they say. Mm-hmm. And it's not personal. Sometimes it's just, I'm going this way and you're going that way. And I can love you from here. I have family members that I had to let go last year. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean I don't love you. But I'm going in a different direction. And as an entrepreneur starting up, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to get it right every time.
Right.
But if you own it and you move forward and you forgive yourself.
Yeah. Golden words.
You'll know who you can take and who you have to leave behind. You'll know it. It's not something you'll have to think about. It'll be something you just know.
Yeah.
It's an energy thing, right?
Oh my God, Monique, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much for dealing with
Emmy winner, Monique. Thank you so much.
I loved it.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Speaking of which, whenever you get a chance, I would love to talk to you about Black Girl Magic. Because
Black Girl's Magic.
Speaking
of
the devil.
It's
the
same thing, okay?
There was some magic right here. There was some international magic. Aww.
And I enjoyed you today. I learned a lot of things from you today. And I'm going to
I learned a lot of things from you today.
Isn't that funny? We were all at the same thing on Thursday, but you left and I met both of you and we're doing this today.
You are amazing.
You're amazing.
You organized
that. That is a boss bitch for you guys.
Hey, you got to just make it happen, guys. And so you guys, you know, I'm going to always ask you at the end of the show, what will you start up today? Have a beautiful week. Start your week off right. It's my birthday on Tuesday, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let's go to Vegas.
I know. Let's go to Vegas. Yes. I'll be 42 on Tuesday. Excuse me. See, look, it's starting already. What will you start up to get today, you guys? And I'll see you next weekend from Tacoma, Washington, from the Justice for Jackie fundraiser. Love you.
I love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for streaming. Bye-bye.
Yay. Let's do a quick selfie, yeah?
Okay.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.